Welcome to this guided practice of lying down yoga. Remember that by practicing mindful movement regularly, you are nourishing and strengthening your body and participating in the process of optimizing your state of well-being and health. Follow along as best you can, doing what you feel capable of, and refraining from anything that does not feel appropriate for you in any given time. Let your own sensitivity to the wisdom of your body override my indications of how long to hold any position we may be doing. In the process of developing a deeper awareness and a deeper sensitivity to ourselves, we are working at the limits of what we can do at any given moment. It is important to be aware of these limits and to dwell at their boundaries long enough to experience them, but just as important not to push beyond them. Rather, we are looking deeply into them in each moment with full acceptance, not forcing ourselves to be different than we are right now. If you do this practice regularly with care, attention, patience, and acceptance, you may notice that your limits change. The greatest benefit will be achieved by not trying to achieve anything at all, even relaxation. It's enough to simply do what it says to do, paying full attention to how your body is feeling in each moment. Is a stretch producing sensations of pulling or tugging or warmth or something else? Try to notice what you are feeling as precisely as possible, even asking yourself, what am I feeling right now? What is this feeling in my knee, my back, my leg, etc.? Exactly where is it? What qualities does this feeling have? Notice, is my mind reacting or responding to these sensations? If you wish to skip something that we may be doing, try assuming a comfortable posture, closing the eyes, and visualizing or sensing yourself doing what is being described in as much detail as possible. Remember to breathe fully and freely as you engage in the practice. Work with your eyes open sometimes, and with your eyes closed other times, as a way of experimenting and exploring, noticing the changing levels of concentration with your eyes open or closed. Begin now by lying on your back on a comfortable mat, carpet, or pad on the floor, allowing your arms to rest at your sides, palms up toward the ceiling if that's comfortable for you, and otherwise in whatever position you prefer. Allowing your legs to be outstretched on the floor in front of you, the feet to fall out to the sides. Being attentive to the alignment of the body so that the head and neck and trunk feel straight and balanced. Feeling the weight of the body on the floor, the sensations of the body being supported completely by the floor. Noticing the sensations of the breath entering and leaving the body. Not trying to breathe in any particular way, just allowing the body to breathe as it does. Feeling the breath in the belly with the inhalation and the exhalation. Observing the rise and the fall of the belly with each rhythmic breath. As best you can, letting go of any tension or tightness that you may be holding in the body right now. Reminding yourself that there isn't anything else that you need to be doing in this moment. Allow yourself to simply be right here, in this body, in this moment. This is a posture that we'll be coming back to frequently. It's called the corpse pose, or the resting position. Being completely aware and awake in the body, while at the same time allowing the body to rest and be supported by the floor. And now, with one of your next in-breaths, beginning to slowly and mindfully raise both arms toward the ceiling with the entire duration of the in-breath until your arms are above your head with your fingers pointed in the opposite direction of the bottoms of your feet, allowing the breath to release as the arms come to rest on the floor above your head. And with one of your next in-breaths, stretching by reaching your fingers and heels in opposite directions. So your heels are pressing out toward the wall closest to them, and your fingertips are reaching toward the wall nearest to them. Feeling this stretch all the way through the body. Breathing as you hold this stretch and feeling the sensations that accompany it through the calves, the torso, up through the armpits and the arms, really feeling the stretch. And on one of your next out-breaths, letting go, allowing the body once again to soften into the floor. Breathing. And then on an in-breath, raising your arms slowly once again toward the ceiling, noticing the sensations of movement as you do so. And in time, completing this movement by bringing them slowly toward the floor, once again at your sides. Noticing the sensations and once again letting the floor do the job of holding and supporting your body as you soften into it. And when you're ready, bending the knees so that your feet are flat on the floor and your knees are pointed toward the ceiling. We're going to do what are called pelvic tilts. Begin by noticing the lower area of your back, sometimes referred to as the small of the back. And notice the curve of the spine here that creates a small space between your lower back and the floor. You can even take a moment to feel this space with one of your hands. So as you exhale, pressing the lower back toward the floor, and as you do that movement, you'll notice that the pelvis tilts upward and the tailbone comes slightly off the floor. Then on an in-breath, allowing the pelvis and the tailbone to tilt back down toward the floor as the small of the back comes off the floor and there is once again a small arch in the lower back and a space between your back and the floor. Doing this a few times on your own. Again, on the in-breath, pressing the small of the back against the floor. And on the out-breath, allowing the pelvis to tilt back down so that the lower back comes slightly up. It's a very subtle, gentle movement. Just doing this at your own pace. noticing the sensations that occur as you do so. Check to make sure that the shoulders and arms are relaxed. We're only moving the lower part of the body. And you might experiment with varying the pace of the movement, feeling the gentle oscillating motions as you do so. Being very gentle. And remembering that it's your intention to be present in the body. Noticing sensations that accompany this movement. And now coming to stillness. And when you are ready, drawing your knees up toward your chest to whatever place is comfortable for you. Clasping the legs or knees with the hands or arms as a support and holding them toward the chest. And if you'd like a bit more of a stretch and it feels right to you, bringing the nose to the knees, which brings the head up off the ground. And if you wish, rocking side to side, forward and backward, around in circles, or whatever way feels right for your back right now, giving a gentle massage to the back in this way, and listening carefully to what your back would like you to do right now. And coming to stillness, bringing the head back down to the floor. And when you are ready, releasing both knees, allowing the feet to rest on the floor once again. And now keeping the left leg bent, stretching the right leg back out so that it's flat on the floor. Again, clasping the hands around the back of the thigh below the knee or on the top of the shin near the knee if that's comfortable. And very gently bringing the left knee toward the chest, feeling the stretch that occurs in the back of the thigh as well as sensations at the hip. And moving the knee around in circles, side to side, forward and backward, exploring the flexibility in the pelvis and in the hip joint, creating movement, creating openness, exploring the limits within your body. And now coming to stillness with the knee, still clasping the knee to the chest, and if you like, bringing your head up toward the knee to whatever place is right for you, holding the stretch, breathing into it, remembering to breathe as you experience sensations of this position. Coming down when you feel ready, bringing the head back to the floor and stretching the left leg out. And now bending the right knee, clasping the hands around the back of the thigh or the top of the shin. And gently bringing the right knee toward the chest, again to whatever point feels right for you, creating movement, circling the knee, moving it forward and backward and side to side, experiencing the movement in the pelvis and in the hip joint, bringing the knee to stillness and raising the head toward the knee if you like, and if not, just leaving the head on the mat. Again, being aware of whatever sensations occur in your body as you do this position, allowing the sensations to be there as best you can, not judging them, simply noticing. And when you're ready, lowering the head, releasing the hands, and lowering the right leg toward the floor, so that both legs are once again stretched out in front of you, your arms at your sides, coming back to resting pose. And when you feel ready, beginning to make your way onto your hands and knees. It's usually best to do this first by rolling onto one side. So, turning onto your side and noticing sensations as you do. And eventually, coming up onto your hands and knees. And once you are there, bringing the hands to be shoulder width distance apart and the knees hip width distance apart. Balancing your weight evenly so that your body is well supported by your hands and knees and your back is parallel to the floor, flat like a tabletop. We're now moving into what's called the cat and the cow. So begin with taking in a breath, and as you exhale, allowing the head to drop down and the back to arch up toward the ceiling, bringing your head to drop down between the arms to the extent that it is comfortable, letting the neck be soft, and arching your back up toward the ceiling as far as feels right for you. This is the cat. Then as you breathe in, bringing the head up and the belly down toward the floor so that the back is curving down toward the floor and the belly is also coming toward the floor. The head is looking at the wall in front of you. This is the cow. And on the exhale, once again, lowering the head between the arms, arching the back up toward the ceiling like a cat does when it's upset, allowing the neck to be soft, letting the head dangle between the arms. And on an in-breath, once again, bringing the head toward the ceiling, the belly toward the floor, and doing this a few more times at your own pace. Feel free to improvise the cat-cow movement a bit in order to stretch and move in ways that feel right for your body. Noticing the sensations as you massage the spine through this movement. Being aware of the sensations in the lower back, the middle back, the area around the shoulder blades, the upper back, and the neck. And now bringing the back again into the table position, allowing the back to be flat. And raising and extending the left leg backward, reaching out with the leg as high as is appropriate for you, exploring what your limits are in this moment. And as you establish balance, extending the right arm as we hold up the left leg, noticing what muscles are engaged to maintain balance in this posture. And lowering the arm, lowering the leg, arching the back again toward the ceiling, exhaling and coming back to the tabletop position where the back is flat. Extending now the right leg and reaching out with the left arm, balancing on the right hand and arm and on the left leg. Being aware of the abdominal muscles and lower back muscles. And lowering the left arm and lowering the right leg. Arching the back. Coming back to the table position. And one more time, extending the left leg. Reaching out with the right arm. Exploring what the limits of your body are in this moment, holding only as long as feels right for you. Lowering your right arm, your left leg. Extending the right leg and reaching out with the left arm. And coming back now, bringing the hand and the leg back down, arching the back once again, bringing the back to table position, and lowering the buttocks toward or on the heels as you stretch out into the child's pose. You can either leave your hands and arms resting in front of you on the floor, or you can rest them alongside your body. And just allow your body to settle into this posture for a moment. And now moving from the child's pose, coming onto your back once again, noticing the transition of going from being on all fours to being on your back. And so once again, lying on your back, with your arms at your sides, and feeling the effects of having moved in this way, checking in with the body, noticing particular sensations that are present right now, where they are, what they are, allowing them, not resisting or trying to make them go away. Feeling the breath in the body. And if there are particular areas that feel tight or tense or painful, taking a few moments to imagine the breath going into that area. As you breathe in, imagine sending a breath right into that part of the body and exhaling out from it. Not as an attempt to change it, but simply as a way to pay attention to it differently. And now, bending the knees once again so that the feet are flat on the floor, the knees pointing toward the ceiling, arms at the sides, and lifting the abdomen toward the ceiling in the bridge pose, so that it's almost as though there is a string lifting the middle portion of the body up toward the ceiling. The weight of the body is resting on the bottoms of the feet and shoulders and the back of the head. So exploring where you can come to with this pose, perhaps seeing if you can raise a little further, but also remembering to honor whatever limits your body has here. Simply exploring, not pushing. Noticing the muscles that are engaged in supporting the body in this way, allowing the arms and the face to be soft, noticing that you don't need to use these muscles in order to hold this stretch. And taking the time to breathe deeply in this posture, filling the lungs. You might even look out over your body, noticing the rising and falling of the abdomen in this position as you breathe in and breathe out. And when you need to come down, doing so whenever that feels right for you, lowering the body one vertebra at a time, allowing the back to make contact with the mat slowly and mindfully. And as the back makes contact fully with the mat, experiencing the feeling of release that comes with gaining support. Noticing any effects of having just done this movement. Allowing the torso to rest once again on the floor, and also bringing the arms to your sides. Keeping the legs bent with the knees pointed toward the ceiling, and bringing your hands behind your head so that the fingers are laced together and your head is resting in the palms of your hands. Bringing the legs together so that the knees and ankles are touching. And letting the knees fall very slowly and gently to the left, as best you can, keeping the right knee on top of the left as they fall toward the floor together. Feeling this stretch of the spine, breathing with the sensations. And if you wish to extend the spinal twist some, you may do so by turning the head gently to the right, noticing sensations through the right side, all the way from the head down through the torso. Allowing the knees to be all the way to the floor if that's possible for you, or to whatever point is right for your body. Breathing into sensations, softening into the twist, allowing an opening. And on an in-breath, bringing the head and knees back to center so that the feet are flat on the floor, and the head is resting again in the palms of the hands, with the nose pointing toward the ceiling. And on one of your next out-breaths, doing the same stretch to the right, gently allowing your knees to fall slowly to the right, creating this stretch in the opposite direction. coming to whatever place is best for them. And if you choose to, turning your head to the left, looking out past the left elbow, bringing your attention to the sensations that occur as you move and stretch in this way. Breathing deeply. And now coming back to center, bringing the knees and the head back once again. And now placing the right foot flat on the floor, the knee pointing toward the ceiling, while keeping the left leg extended, resting on the floor. And on an in-breath, raising the left leg up to whatever height is appropriate for you. Remember, it's the intention and awareness that matters, not how high we raise our leg. So, with the leg up in the air, circling the foot around in one direction, experiencing sensations in the foot and the ankle, and now circling in the other direction. And now flexing the foot and pointing. Aware of sensations perhaps in the calf or anywhere else in the body with this movement of the foot. Allowing the shoulders and chest and arms to be at ease and relaxed. And reaching up with the hands to whatever place feels right for you on the leg, either at the thigh or the knee or the calf. And raising the head toward the knee, aware of sensations in the back, in the leg, aware of the breath moving in and out. And in time, lowering the head, lowering the arms and hands, and very slowly, not rushing in any way, allowing the left leg to float down toward the floor, one moment at a time, breathing as the leg floats down. And as the leg and foot reach the mat, feeling the sensation of release as the muscles are held by the floor. And now bringing the left foot to the floor, bending the left knee so that it's pointing toward the ceiling, and stretching out the right leg, and then raising the right leg up, straight toward the ceiling, to the height that feels right for you, and circling the foot, exploring flexibility at the ankle, and circling in the opposite direction, and now flexing the foot, experiencing whatever muscles are engaged with the flex, and also pointing the foot, noticing those muscles and sensations, and clasping the right leg with the hands at the thigh, knee, or at the calf, and on an in-breath, raising the head toward the knee, creating this opening stretch. And lowering the head, lowering the hands, and letting the right leg slowly float down, totally being with the movement of the leg as the rest of the body is relaxed, the leg floats down, and as the right leg makes contact with the floor, experiencing the sense of release. Moving now onto the right side of your body, being aware of the intention to move positions, aware of the muscles used in rolling over onto the right side, and having your body straight as you lie on your side. If you'd like, you can support your head on your hand, bending your elbow and allowing your head to rest in the right hand. Placing your left hand on the floor in front of your belly to give you some balance. And having the left leg on top of the right leg. And then very slowly beginning to raise your left leg inch by inch toward the ceiling. Feeling the sensations that occur as you do so. Not bending it, but keeping it straight. Feeling the sensations in the hip. You might even want to take your hand and feel the muscles in the thigh and hip. See which muscles are working, which ones need to do this stretch. Find the point that's right for you to come to. And you can explore if that changes, if you need to drop back or if you can go a little higher. And then from this position, rotating the foot at the ankle, making little circles with the foot, reversing direction at some point, and flexing and pointing the foot. Feeling the sensations that creates in the lower leg, the knee, even in the thigh. And when you're ready, lowering the left leg slowly back down to rest on top of the right leg. And then moving on to your left side. Once again, with the body straight, if you'd like to bend your arm and support your head with your left hand, doing so. Resting the right leg on the left, and with your right hand on the floor near your belly to give you balance and support. And when you feel ready, raising the right leg toward the ceiling. Experimenting with where you can raise it to. Remembering to breathe as you do so. And when you come to the point that feels right for you, rotating the foot at the ankle, going in one direction, then reversing to the other direction. Flexing and pointing the foot. Aware of any sensations. And also noticing any thoughts in the mind. Noticing if there's reacting or responding as the leg is held up. And then slowly lowering the foot and the leg when you're ready. Being aware of the sensations that accompany coming down and allowing the right leg to rest once again on top of the left. And now coming onto your belly. Allowing the entire body to rest on the floor. Arms releasing at the sides of the body, palms upward, feet relaxed, head resting to the side on one cheek, allowing the entire body to be supported by the floor. And now allowing the head to rest on the chin on the mat. And on an in-breath, raising the left leg up to whatever degree is comfortable for you. Exploring your limits, but not exceeding them. Aware of the muscles in the lower back that are engaged as you hold the leg up. Aware of sensations in the neck. And lowering the left leg down, resting the head down on the opposite cheek. Taking a full breath in and releasing, allowing the body to sink more fully into the mat. And again, raising the head up, coming to rest it on the chin, and lifting the right leg up, keeping the hips flat on the mat, so only lifting enough so that you do not raise the hips. Exploring any sensations in the muscles of the leg and back. Noticing thoughts and reactions. And now lowering the leg and lowering the head resting on one cheek. We'll be moving now into the cobra pose, bringing the forehead to the mat and slowly lifting the forehead, the nose, the chin, the head up off the mat, raising the shoulder area and upper chest region. Only using the muscles of the back to raise the head and neck and shoulders up. Aware of the strength of the muscles in the back doing this. You might even reach back and feel these muscles. And now lowering down slowly, lowering the shoulders, the neck, the head, and resting the head on one cheek. And now bringing the hands flat on the floor near the shoulders and bringing the feet together. And bringing the forehead once again to the mat. And lifting the forehead, the nose, the chin. Lifting the head, the shoulders. And when you get to a point where the back muscles can no longer lift the head and shoulders, pressing the hands gently against the floor and lifting up a bit further. Not straining the shoulders, allowing them to remain relaxed and not needing to lift very high, engaging the muscles in the back. And now lowering down, releasing the hands at your sides, and continuing to slowly lower the shoulders, neck, and head, and coming to rest on the opposite cheek. And in your own time, coming back to lying down again on your back. Allowing the feet to fall away from one another. Allowing the palms to be facing upward or downward, whatever feels best for you. Allowing the body to be still, softening into the floor, feeling its support. No need to hold any tension, breathing deeply, filling the lungs with air, feeling the wave-like movements of breathing at the belly, filling the entire body with the energy of the breath. And scanning the body now, aware of any sensations in the feet, the lower legs, the knees, the thighs, the hip region and lower back, the stomach region and middle back, the chest region and the upper back. Aware of the arms, the upper arms, the lower arms, wrists, hands, fingertips. Aware of the shoulders, the neck, and the throat region. And aware of the head and the face. Completely letting go. Completely releasing. And letting go of all the memories of what we've done so far, and coming fully to this present moment. Feeling deeply the way you are right now, the experience of your body as a whole, and the full range of sensations and feelings of the body. As the recording ends, you might want to give yourself credit for taking the time to nourish yourself in this way. By engaging in this practice on a regular basis with care and attention, you are increasing the flexibility and strength of your body while also increasing the well-being of your mind. Becoming more flexible and creative in relation to life itself, and developing a deeper appreciation for your life and for your feelings. Experiencing in stillness the fullness and depth of each moment. Increasing your awareness of yourself as whole and complete in this moment and in every moment.